Hi there, and welcome back to another edition of Good News. It's your God News You Can Use podcast. My name is Corey Reynolds, your host. Hey, I just want to encourage you to seek out and find good news wherever you can. This is a good place to start, maybe stop it, maybe a good way to end the day, or maybe a good way to start the day, depending. And you can share it with your friends because everybody needs good news. So, let me encourage you also, if you're fairly new to the podcast, the very first five God News You Can Use podcasts are at godnewsyoucanuse.com. I like to sometimes go back there and listen to them because the stories are so encouraging. It has nothing to do with what I've contributed. I love putting these things together, adding the sound bites, finding the stories, and delivering a great verse to go with them. But honestly, when I read these stories and hear those sound bites, it inspires me. It reminds me that God is on the move every single second of every day. So like, follow, share with your friends. We all need good news. And if you want to start from the beginning, godnewsyoucanuse.com. And of course on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, all the places you can listen. And Facebook, finally, of course, because we have a pretty heavy presence there and a lot to learn and a lot of links to all the places you can listen. Now, speaking of listening, let's get into story number one. Oh, I love this story. Do I say that all the time? I do. But after three fights over the last 3 years, featuring nine combined knockouts, if you will, and a wealth of unforgettable moments, British fighter Tyson Fury, you got to get to know this guy. He's pretty amazing. Finally ended his long rivalry with Deontay Wilder. One final punch in the 11th round for their heavyweight bout, and it happened in Las Vegas. Now, if you're not hearing this in a timely manner in conjunction with the event, that would be October 2021. Fury actually got knocked down twice, and he got up each and every time. And then it was a devastating right that won him the World Boxing Council heavyweight title. And these two guys have come to blows many times, not just in the ring, but off. There's YouTube videos with the guys going back and forth and debating and kind of, you know, giving each other the you know what back and forth. And it's really something to behold. And I know sometimes when fighters come together and usually ahead of the games or the fights, I should say, there's always some degree of trash talk that goes back and forth. But these guys take it to a whole other level. One thing, though, I will say about Tyson Fury, this is a man of God. He loves Jesus. Jesus is his savior. And this is what he's been trying to extol to Deontay, just to say, hey, man, you got a little bit of anger built up in you. You know, let's not just take it out in the ring. Give it to the Lord. And this is what I love about him, because after winning this particular fight in Las Vegas, here's what he said to the ring announcer.
Walk me through what got you up twice after you had put him down.
First of all, I'd just like to say thank you to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, I won this fight tonight again. I give him the glory, he gives me the victory. It made me legs strong, I was down a couple of times. I was hurt, Wilder's a strong puncher, and he's a tough man. I was hitting him with some big shots, and my Lord and Savior rose me to my feet tonight to give him the glory.
And the crowd went wild. Here's what Tyson went on to say. He said, I love winning fights, but here's the thing. I know that Deontay has a lot of pent-up anger and frustration, and I will be praying for him so that God will soften his heart. And I think sometimes when you grow up a certain way, or you've got all that anger in you and all that pride in you and you don't want to let it go, it's so easy to be defensive and to fight back. And I don't mean in the ring, and I don't mean to be defensive in the ring or fight back in the ring. I'm talking about in life in general. And I think we're all at some point guilty of that, throwing up walls and saying, nope, that's not going on here. That's not what you're seeing. And resisting the Lord, because when you got that still small voice speaking to you and saying, I am here for you. I am ever present, ever near. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Or somebody's trying to share the gospel of that good news of Jesus Christ with you, and you've been resistant to it. I think we can all relate to that until that moment when we finally said, it laid it all down at Jesus' feet and said, Lord, yes, I do need you. And that's what I love so much about Tyson. He is a man that does not give up in the ring and does not give up in life. And he will continue to pray for those who don't think they need Jesus. But then again, don't we all? God's word, let's get into it. Proverbs 11, verse 2. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. Amen. And, you know, there's just something in the human nature that makes you just want to defend yourself. And I have no doubt that that's why God made it so available to come to him in humility and say, I do need you. I do need a Savior, not just a Savior. I need the Savior, the one and only, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So they say pride cometh before a fall. It's so true. You heard it there a little bit differently. But the disgrace that comes with that can be lifelong until that humility comes. And with it, wisdom. Thank you, God. And it's so true. There's this wisdom when you've got the Holy Spirit that is indescribable. But the only way to obtain it is to say, I need Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I want to confess him with my mouth and believe in my heart. And then I shall be born again. And then I shall understand. And here comes the wisdom. God is so good and he is faithful. Let's get into story number two. What a great story there. Now, every year, we know that the biggest biker rally in the country happens in Sturgis, South Dakota. And not only do all these bikers come together, but I hear it's really a great time. You know, when I was a kid, I used to think, oh, that's a place I don't want to go, bikers. But you know what? It's a different kind of set now. And these are people who come together with the best intentions and good hearts, and they do wonderful things for charity. But the very last one, there was a kid who got a brilliant idea. Why not help quench the thirst of those bikers by setting up a lemonade stand along the way. He wanted a Lego set. His mom said, you might want to set up a lemonade stand. Well, within hours, the word spread. Not only did Wyatt get his Lego set, but he ended up donating the rest to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. How cool is that? So at 8 years of age, he did it again last summer, not thinking about himself, rather how much he could raise for charity, although there was one thing he would like for himself.
So now 50% goes to college, 30% goes to St. Jude, and 20% goes to last year was a Lego. This year is a dirt bike.
He loves it. He loves seeing the people. He loves waving to the people. You know, even if they don't stop, they still ride by and they honk their horn. So as long as he's having fun doing it and it's what he wants to do, then we will be out here every year serving lemonade to everybody who's here.
I hope he gets his dirt bike. I think he did. You know, this year when he did it, he ended up donating $4,500 to St. Jude's. Awesome. Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Thank you, Lord. And story number three brings us to Michigan, a minor league baseball game, and it needs no setup whatsoever. Here you go. Enjoy.
Please remain standing and join 96-year-old World War II veteran John Pyleman as he leads us in honoring the United States of America with our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in the air, gave a proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
They said of it, despite his frail voice, he sang with conviction of passion, gratitude, and pride. As he concluded the song, he also saluted the entire ballpark as the announcer humbly said, thank you, John, and thank you for your service. Psalm 29:11, the Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Amen. I hope you found some peace today for the good news, the God News You Can Use podcast. I always encourage you to share that good news by liking, following, sharing on Facebook. It's a good place to start, and then you can find all the links where to hear it and how to go and share it with your friends. God News You Can Use on Facebook. Sure would appreciate your like and follow, and always an opportunity to share good news. The best kind of good news? God News You Can Use. God bless, and I'll see you next week.